Joe Buck's new book is called Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV. Joe, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. I get to talk about my favorite topic myself.
So you're, of course, in town to call the Dallas-Washington game on Fox. Do you even remember the last time you spent Thanksgiving in a place other than Dallas or Detroit, the other city that has a game every year?
Yeah, no, I really don't. I like it. You know, I like working on Thanksgiving. And I think it provides a service to the United States of America where people don't have to actually talk to their relatives on this day. They can just watch football.
Your broadcast partner for the day will be Troy Aikman, who you've worked with for more than a decade now. Are you surprised that he's turned out to be as good on TV as he has?
Yeah, because when I was first exposed to Troy Aikman, we joke, he's only, 2 years older than me. I joke that I grew up watching him play, which makes him mad. And when I would see him do interviews, you go, this guy's just not saying anything. But now that I know him, and we all know what was going on with kind of the wild days of the Dallas Cowboys, I think he kind of had to be that voice of reason. And I think as the years have gone on, he's shown more and more of his personality, which I can tell you, it's one of the better personalities I've ever been around.
Okay, normally I wouldn't ask somebody about this, but since you write about it in the book, you talk about your near obsession with your hair and yeah. Your many trips to the doctor to get a little help up there. First, is this a product of being on TV every week? And second, what's it like for you standing each week next to this 50-year-old man who still has this perfect golden boy hair?
Yeah, I hate him for it. I mean, a deep part of me just can't stand. And you too. I don't like you. You have a full head of hair. When it came out that I had a quote-unquote obsession with hair transplant surgery, that would make me psychotic. It is the most painful operation or procedure you can go through, especially when you do it awake with a local anesthetic. I think there's vanity. And whether I was on TV or I was, you know, selling ads in a newspaper, I would probably still look for coverage on top of my massive head.
You got a chance earlier this month to make one of the most historic calls in baseball history. Let's take a listen.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
You're adamant about not scripting calls like that. Why is that?
I think if you go to bed the night before or wake up the morning of and you go, well, here's how I'm going to call it, then you're trying to force whatever the action is into your predetermined call. In the case of that game 7, there we were in the 10th inning, and I'd been on the air for 4.5 hours. If I can't trust myself to react right in that moment, something's wrong. I mean, I react spur of the moment for 4.5 hours. Let's keep it going. We all know the story. Cubs haven't won in forever, and the Indians hadn't won in forever. And there was a lot hanging on those pitches and those results and whatever. But you know the storyline. It's back there in the back of your head, and you just call what you see.
Well, since we are presently on the radio, I do want to talk some about radio. You got your start calling baseball on the radio, and you learned at the knee of one of the sport's legendary broadcasters, who also happened to be your father, Jack. He took you to St. Louis Cardinals games and let you sit in the booth with him while he was doing play-by-play. And I wonder, did you realize as a kid just how cool that was?
I don't think so. I think when you grow up in that environment, you kind of think, well, everybody grows up in this environment, as dumb as that sounds. Maybe I wasn't a very smart kid. But it's all I knew. That was my childhood. It wasn't like I got to pick one or the other, and my dad was a lawyer or a police officer or whatever, and I was going with him to that job. This is what my dad did. What a gift as I look back, because that's what lit the fire for me to do what I do for a living and what I've done for a long time now.
One of the subjects you touch on again and again in the book is the pluses and minuses of nepotism. I mean, you're honest about the idea about being Jack Buck's son. It certainly helps you early in your career, but then people are always questioning if you're in a position because of the connections.
Right.
And now that you've made it to the top of your profession, are you finally able to put those thoughts to bed?
I wish I could sit here across from you and say, yes, I'm over it. But I think when that's how you start and you hear that over and over again, any insecurity that you possess, I think it gets fed even to this day. People that rip me on Twitter will say, oh, it's a good thing you had a famous father. You stink and whatever. And then that little voice in your head goes, well, maybe you're not that good. Maybe you shouldn't be here. Maybe it was just because your dad was a great broadcaster. It doesn't really logically make any sense whatsoever that 14 years after he passed away, as we sit here now, or the fact that he never worked at Fox or didn't, that I'm doing these games. But I just think it's human nature that's how I got in. And I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Has it ever crossed your mind that a generation of kids out there playing baseball or football in their front yards, when they're doing that thing where you announce the game in your head, you know, he drops back to pass and he sees his man streaking right down the sideline and touchdown, that there's a good chance it's your voice calling that game in their head?
Yeah, that's weird to me, because I still, as odd as this is, think of myself as the young guy. Because that's, again, that's all I heard. You know, this, I was doing the World Series at 27 years old. And so now 19 World Series since, I still think of these players and coaches as older than me. And they're way younger than me. Certainly the players are. And I do meet kids that go, oh, you're the voice of October baseball in our house. That's cool. I love that. I'm honored by that. And, you know, I've been in the right place at the right time, and I think I've done it the right way to continue to do these games. And I will continue to try to do it the right way. But, yeah, that's cool to me, and I don't take that for granted. I'm very appreciative.
The book is called Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV. Joe Buck, thanks for being here, and hopefully you'll be calling the Cowboys' 10th straight win.
That would be fun, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.